discouraged if you see activity on campus and yet you're trying to call and email and no one is responding. That's simply because faculty, staff, and are not on campus. It'll be students. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, because basketball has three games this week, and like you said, football's getting started, volleyball's still going on, you'll have baseball's going on.
Softball, so, yeah, track, soccer, I mean, we're fully functioning as far as the athletic side of the house. So, and there will be kids in the dorms, you know, typically all the students leave during spring break, and we're just, it's going to be looking like we are open and operating in regular normal hours, but we're a little different.
There you go. All right. So what are some other things going on at
One of the great things that we have is a partnership with the Smithsonian, and so periodically we'll have displays in our library, the Russell H. Graham Library, and this month we are celebrating women. And so we have a Smithsonian History of Women Inventors poster display in the Russell Graham Library. So if you're out and about and you'd like to come and check that out, you're more than welcome to come onto our campus. And the library is located in Weinberg Hall. And then, you know, we also have the Raven Roost in Weinberg Hall, which provides Starbucks products. So maybe you want to grab a coffee or a muffin and then step on upstairs to the library and enjoy our Smithsonian poster exhibit.
What does it look like exactly? What's just kind of?
It's just a variety of posters that are displayed around the library, and just kind of gives you a little bit of a look into the history of women inventors.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. And then we also have the soccer team. This is an annual event that the soccer team does. They set up and put Easter eggs as a fundraiser in your yard. And so if you are interested in surprising someone by egging their yard
in a
the
positive
fun way,
way
yes. In a fun and positive way, colorful way, then go to our website at coffeeville.edu, and there's a link right there where you can sign up, and the soccer teams, men's and women's soccer team, will come out and egg your yard in a positive way and a surprise for kids. And I don't know, maybe you want to surprise your grandma and egg her yard. So it's a great opportunity and a great way to support our soccer teams.
Yeah, it's, you know, you let your kids be surprised mm-hmm. without you doing the work.
Yeah, exactly. And there's candy or treats in the eggs. So, yeah, it's a great event.
Yeah, and you can help support a local team and then get out of hiding the Easter eggs yourself.
So, there you go.
There you go. All right, and speaking of sports, we had some athletes get recognized.
We did. You know, we competed at the indoor national track meet at Pitt State just, I think it was just last week, actually. Gosh, time is just flying by. But we had a national champion in the triple jump. Henry Kiner was our national champ, and we are super excited for him. And then we also walked away with 10 All-Americans. So very proud of all of our athletes and looking forward to the outdoor season now with track.
Absolutely. So. Well, one of the many sports that will be going on this spring. So, and then staying in sports, it's not on your list here, but we'll bring this up. The CCC women and men, CCC women especially, pulled off a big upset this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. I actually had the honor of, yes, I was that person that set my alarm. And once I realized that Butler was selling tickets, I set my alarm and made sure that I got on their website to purchase a ticket as soon as they went on sale. And yes, it was a very intense game. Our women did really well. You know, we're just blessed with two great teams this year. They really are, both of them very talented, and they're doing really well. And so we're super excited for that. And the girls were beyond excited for the fact that they upset Butler over the weekend.
Yeah, that was a huge win for them. Both teams bouncing back after mm-hmm. losses to Independence.
Yes.
You know, the men, they were undefeated heading into that game, and Connor and I, who does the games for them, were talking about how you know, you're not going to win every game. So that loss to Independence is fine, but you can't let it trickle down, and then that ends up to a loss to Butler. So they definitely answered back. And
you know, it's so funny that you say that, because I was actually speaking with one of our student athletes after the Independence game a couple days later, and I was like, you know, it's a tough loss. And he was like, yeah, it was. He said, but, you know, we kind of went in a little confident. And so this loss was good for us because it helped us realize that we have to stay focused on every game. We cannot take anything for granted. And so he was actually a little pleased that it happened at this point in the season and not later in the season. And he handled the loss very maturely, I thought. So, I mean, I think I probably would have still been stewing, which is probably why I'm not an athlete. But he did. He was very mature in his conversation about the game.
Yeah, that's well coached players.
Yes,
Coach Herkelman, Coach Turner both do fantastic jobs.
They do. We are very fortunate.
If you're fans of like old school basketball, that's how I because they're not a run up and down team. They don't shoot a lot of threes. They play good defense. Both teams play really good defense. So if you're a fan of that, you can't make it out to Nellis Hall because limited seating. They stream all the games.
We do, and that's in a partnership with KGGF. Yes. So we are very thankful for that partnership. But we do live stream the events, and if you want the link, I'm glad you brought this up because there is a scam going on. We've been notified by the NJCAA. My parents actually fell for it. But there's a make sure that you're going to our links that we're providing on our website or on our Facebook page. So you can get the appropriate links at redravenathletics.com, or if you're on Facebook, then you can go to CCC Red Raven Athletics page, and our sports information director, Brad Weber, will post the links the day of the games, and it'll have the link for both men and women or whoever's playing. And that's for anything that's going on that might be live streamed involving Coffeyville Community College. Just make sure that you're using our links and sites and websites.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube directly, you just search KUSN Red Ravens, it'll pop up as well. And if you do find a link and they want your money, that is not our link,
because
our links
not.
Are free.
That's the same. So, yes, please do not fall susceptible to that. And just if you have a question, then message us on Facebook. We're pretty prompt in our responses. So if you're having troubles, then you can let us know, reach out. We'd be more than happy to help you.
All right. And I feel like, as we wrap up here, but one of the things like with college, it just felt like being in it, and I'm sure with you guys as well, you're constantly like enrolling for the next semester.
I know.
You either are enrolling for the next semester and then you graduate. That's just how
exactly.
How it is.
Exactly.
So you guys, we're almost like we're about halfway through the spring semester, so that means summer and fall enrollment coming up.
That is correct. We just started celebrating that we were in the second 8 weeks of the spring semester, and now it's time to start thinking about your summer and fall classes. So, if you are interested in summer and fall classes, then please, by all means, give us a shout at either you can go to our website, coffeyville.edu, or you can call our Student Success Center. And those numbers can be found on our website as well. And one of our staff would be more than happy to assist you with figuring out which classes you need to take. Maybe you just want to take one class, or you might actually want to start a new career path, and we would be happy to have that conversation with you.
And you have, with summer, it has the intercession stuff, right? Where
correct.
Like the shortened time periods, and then full fall enrollment. You're kind of flexible with whatever, and it's affordable college, good affordable.
Absolutely,
college.
Absolutely, quality, affordable
quality,
education.
Yes.
That's what we tout. We're very proud of that, and we are happy to help you move on with your educational journey.
All right. Well, yeah. Talk to someone at CCC if you're maybe looking at getting back into school or looking at getting into school. I know I've talked a lot of the Phil Kinley students that I've talked to are looking at getting into CCC when they graduate. So
yes, excellent.
And you guys have that what do they call that? Where you, as a high school student, can take
concurrent and dual enrollment. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was like getting popular as I was finishing high school. So.
Yes, yeah, because you can. I mean, it is actually possible to graduate if you have to be really focused and structured, but it is possible to graduate high school and have your associates at the same time.
Yes, I took one college class as a high schooler just because it wasn't quite like, you know, people weren't diving in like they are kind of now. All right, well, is there anything else we want to add or talk about as we wrap it up here on this Monday morning?
No, it's just going to be busy. Don't forget the main campus will be closed next week, but we will still have students on campus and in the area. So if you are trying to reach us and no one responds, it's simply because, yes, we're not ignoring you. It's simply because our campus is closed, and we'll be back on the 29th of March.
All right.
So.
And don't, you know, this week there's a lot of events going on. We got three basketball games. So if you're looking for something to watch or take in, you've got those games.
There's lots of activity and lots of opportunity to support the Red Ravens. So give us a call or stop by this week, and then next week we're on break.
All right. Well, Yvonne, again, thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you.
Enjoy your spring break.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll
what
be working.
I was gonna say I don't know what it quite looks like for you, but enjoy what you have of.
Thank
of,
you.
I guess not having classes, you know. And stuff
yes,
around, but,
yes.
All
it'll
right.
be a different environment, but it'll be fine.
I'm sure. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Mighty 690 here on a Monday morning. I am Matt Jordan. As we work to the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have news coming up at 8:05. Fox News first at the top of the hour here again on KGGF.